From the Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. What a great intuition of Holy Mother of Church, that as we begin New Year, we begin it with Mary. She is the one who brings us to the beginning of the fulfillment of the plan of salvation. She brings us the new life, Jesus Christ. So we cannot really start it without Mother, like life cannot start without presence of a Mother. Today, at the beginning of the Mass, we had some miscommunication with the deacon, and we were struggling for a few seconds about the penitential rite. And it reminded me how easy it is for miscommunication, misunderstanding in our daily lives. Things, gestures, words that have obvious meaning for us have totally sometimes different meaning for others. And what's even more, how easier for misunderstanding with God. Because we don't see God, we don't touch him, we cannot see how his face changed when we talk to him, is he is happy or not. In the Gospel we see that angels followed shepherd followed the angels. Magi followed the star. Joseph took Mary because it was revealed to him in dream. Mary went to Elizabeth as a sign from God that her cousin was coming to the world too. And I'm thinking about signs that God gives us in our lives. How often he's willing to give us some signs, but maybe we are afraid to ask. Now, when we ask God for a sign, the struggle is that it can be contradictory to what I am expecting. But one thing I learned is that when God speaks to us, when he gives us sign, I know it comes from God. I may be afraid and struggling with the answer he gives me, but in a prayer, when I don't know what to do, and I have two good choices to make, and I ask him for a sign, he gives me sign. The struggle may be too that if you ask for a sign, the sign may not come immediately. And I may ask, why God, you don't answer? Maybe because I'm not ready yet for the answer. Maybe something had to change in me, grow in me. Maybe there's something more than what I see on the picture now. Recently, I asked God, I just didn't know what to do. In very important matter. I asked God, just give me a sign. And it came next day through one sentence when I was reading the scripture. And I knew that God was speaking to me about this situation. It was very clear. It was challenging how he answered me, but he gave me a sign. Like he gave the sign to Magi, he gave the sign to Joseph, speaking through dream. So let us ponder, or let us learn from Mary. You know, to be able to hear the signs, to see the signs, we need to learn from Mary to ponder the things that happened in our lives. She was reflecting on everything, as the gospel says, keeping her whatever happens in her heart. And we may miss many signs because we don't stop enough to see what really God does in our lives. So as Mary is the mother of God, as her presence is so crucial to our lives, well, to my lives, I discussed my life, I see as a priest that through the last 3 years, really her presence helped me a lot. And I grow into being her son, learn how to walk with her, how to let her assist me in my troubles, my joys, and how to support me. Saints say that Blessed Mother is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. Means that because she is full of grace, means that God, Holy Spirit, chose Mary to give all graces through her. He could do it without her, but he wants her to be his vessel. So whenever we ask Holy Spirit for something, for the gifts, we receive them through the intercession of Mary. That's one of the reasons why she is so important, why I need to ponder about her presence, her intercession. A few questions to ask for this new year. If I will have the time to ponder about them, we can ask ourselves, do I know where I'm really going in my life? What are my goals? Do I know them? Or maybe I used to know them. Maybe I'm far away from my goals. Maybe I'm just escaping from the real problems, which I cannot really handle, through the charity, through my work, maybe through alcohol or other things. It is not easy to change anything in our lives. But as a mother, Mary, she gave us a very important clue. We need to stop for a moment. Face the joy and the pain in our lives and let it speak to us. Hear it, suffer it, and open our hearts for God's presence, where he is there. He was there with Mary in the manger. He was there with Mary when they were traveling to Egypt. He was with them, with Mary and Jesus, when he made the first miracle in Cana. And he was there in a special way with Mary, where she was kneeling at the cross, seeing her son dying. If we won't be able to stop for a moment, we won't be able also neither to see that God is with us, that he, with Mary, is walking there. So I wish you that this new year may help you to let Blessed Mother assist you more, that as she is Mother of God, that she may become more your mother. We may not have perfect parents, but despite that, Mary is still with us. She wants to teach us a lot. She wants to help us a lot. So let us find time for her, for pondering in our hearts God's plan in our lives. God bless you.